we go. It's Freight Train Boogie Show number 367. I'm Bill Freighter. Going to do another sort of an end of the year show. This year, doing something I've never done before and may never do again, we're going to just highlight artists who we lost in 2016. And as you may have noticed, we lost quite a few, just in the Americana twangy world. Probably won't play anything from Prince or David Bowie, but so many other artists, you know, people like Dan Hicks, Merle Haggard, Leon Russell, and more. So that's what we're going to be doing on this show. Maybe some cover tunes of some of their songs, but mostly songs from the artists, and maybe not their most popular songs, maybe some sort of off-the-radar kind of songs. Anyway, FTB Podcast has all the playlists. I welcome your questions, comments, and contributions at AmericanaBoogie@gmail.com. And of course, at FTB Podcast, you can put some money in the tip jar. It is very much appreciated. One of my favorite artists, for sure, who defines Americana is the great Guy Clark. And for some reason, this song sounds like a perfect song for the end of the year. It's called The Dark on Americana Boogie Radio.
You can sometimes hear your own heartbeat or the heart of the one next to you. And the house settles down after holding itself up all day, shoulders slump, gives a big sigh. You hear no one's footfall in the hall. Drip in the kitchen sink keeps marking time. June bug on the window screen can't get in, but it keeps on trying. One way or another, we're all in the dark. Fireflies and sparks and lightning and stars. Campfires, moon, headlights on cars, the northern lights in the Milky Way, and you can't see that stuff in the day. Back on the sun, and the stars come out, and the planets start to run around. Now they call that day is done, but really is just getting started. Some folks take comfort in that. Too dark for goblins. And how dark is it? Man, it's so dark you can smell the moon. How dark is it? It's so dark the wind gets lost. How dark is it? So dark the sky's on fire. How dark is it? So dark you can see Fort Worth from here. Thank you.
song that's on my mind. I want to sing as I go on. Oh, and I want to smile like a child. I want to go running wild if it's just once in a while. I don't want to worry. I just want to sing.
I wanna know
a little love,
a little love. I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm the guy who's the boss on this highway, so watch what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state, I'm the highway patrol. Well, you'll know me when you see me, cause my door's painted white with my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I have all night just to keep in law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you'd better drive slow. I'm just a doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just a doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. You're driving too fast, like you shouldn't do. You can bet your boots I'm coming after you. If you want a race, then get on a racetrack, cause if you try to run away, I'm gonna bring you back. I'm here to keep all the speeders driving slow. I'm just a-doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. Well, I'm the highway patrol, highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low, but I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just a-doing my job, I'm the highway patrol. I'm just a-doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Well, there you go. It's Red Simpson, Highway Patrol. He did a bunch of truck driving tunes and pretty much lived his whole life in Bakersfield. Red Simpson, Highway Patrol. And it's a Freight Train Boogie Show, by the way. We're reviewing and playing songs by artists we lost in 2016. And that's kind of a fun one. He lived to the tender age of 81 years old. Also heard from Leon Russell. Comes from his very first album, sort of the Blue Album, and Delta Lady. Leon really did a lot of different things. Maybe I'll see if I can play something later from the Hank Wilson's Back collection. But he did some great stuff, of course, with his first couple albums. Had a kind of a gospel sound, but also played country, an Oklahoma kid. And played with Mad Dogs and Englishmen and George Harrison, Bangladesh. Anyway, we lost him a little too early. That was Delta Lady. And the great Steve Young. Not a lot available digitally, I'm afraid. I have some albums of his, but not too many CDs available. That's from one of his first albums called Rock, Salt, and Nails. And we heard Love in My Time. Of course, he wrote the famous song Seven Bridges Road and Lonesome Henri Amin that Waylon Jennings had a big hit with. And, of course, Guy Clark, The Dark. And I'll mention, I don't know if I mentioned it already, but Tamara Saviano has a great biography of Guy Clark where basically Guy approved of the whole thing. And it's called Without Getting Killed or Caught. All right, another great one. 89 years young, the great Ralph Edmund Stanley. Dr. Ralph, really one of the last guys who goes all the way back to the early days of bluegrass in the late 40s, early 50s, and just an icon in the world of bluegrass. And luckily, he got some recognition thanks to Oh Brother and T-Bone Burnett and people like that in his later years. And, well, certainly a legendary voice and a great clawhammer style, not like the Scrugg style that most people played. Anyway, what do we got chosen from Ralph? Going to play something called Worried Man Blues from one of his solo albums. It's the Freight Train Boogie, show number 367, honoring a lot of great artists who died in 2016. May they rest in peace.
chain around my leg. 29 links of chain around my leg. 29 links of chain around my leg. And on each link was the initial of my name.
Come on, let's go. sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm. Well, I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm, and I ain't never done no man no harm. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. Well, I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack. I'm putting that cotton in an 11-foot sack with a 12-gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting over here on number 9. I'm sitting over here on number 9. Well, I'm sitting over here on number 9, and all I did was drink my wine. Rest of my life, I'm gonna be on this farm for my natural life. Well, I'm gonna be here for the rest of my life, and all I did was shoot my wife. I'm sitting over here on Parchment Farm.
My heart. this way, I know. But every time we meet, you have no love to show. Last chance, romance. Last chance, romance. My heart is wondering how I'm going to choose. Last chance,
it's my last chance.
Well, there you go. One of my favorite artists, and I got to know him fairly well, a man named Larry Hosford. Put out a couple of great albums in the early 70s, actually on Leon Russell's Shelter Records, and had some good players, including even George Harrison played on a song or two. Pretty much out of print, but you can find them on vinyl. Crossroads is one of them. The other one's called AKA Lorenzo. He put out some other albums that are also good, but those two are kind of classic, and that's where we got that tune, Last Chance Romance, Larry Hosford from Salinas, California. Underrecognized. Mose Allison in there. Of course, jazz, blues kind of piano player, originally from Mississippi and Parchman Farm. Jefferson Airplane. Why am I playing that? Well, Paul Kantner passed away, and that's a song he co-wrote on the Volunteers album called The Farm. Jerry Garcia on the pedal steel guitar, and a nice little tune. And Ralph Stanley in there. Worried Man Blues. We're honoring people who passed away in 2016, and 2017 is already looking like a pretty good year. Some good new things coming out in next couple months, including new albums from Tift Merritt and the Sadies, Bridget DeMeyer and Will Kimbrough, the Wood Brothers, infamous String Dusters, Casey Chambers, and many, many more. Nikki Lane, Rhiannon Giddens. So anyway, that's just the first couple of months. We'll be doing more regular podcasts if I get it together. That's the hopes. Anyway, follow me at FTB Podcasts, and you can also like the Freight Train Boogie on the Facebook page, and then you get updates on Americana Boogie Radio and all that other good stuff as time permits. We also lost a legendary singer-songwriter, Mr. Leonard Cohen. Once again, not exactly Americana, and I never was knocked out by his voice, but he wrote some great tunes. He said, if I knew where the great songs come from, I would go there more often. And some of his early stuff is just really tremendous. This one's called Bird on a Wire from Leonard Cohen. It's Freight Train Boogie number 367.
Like a bird on the wire, like a drunken midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like the worm on a hook, like a night from some old-fashioned book, I have saved all my ribbons for thee. If I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go by. If I have been unkind, it was never till like a beast with his horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, I beg her.
Thank you. stand on common ground. We all stand on common ground. Common ground. Common ground. Mm, yeah. We got to make it.
Thank you. any of them. When I asked you for a helping hand, you looked at me alarmed. You asked me what I thought that was hanging on your arm. There'll be some sad singing and some slow riding the next time you come staggering in. The next time you come staggering in.
There you go. That's a good one. Gene Shepherd, Sad Singing and Slow Riding, from 1955. She passed away. She was on the Grand Ole Opry for longer than any other woman, as far as being a regular member of the Opry. And she kind of had mysterious circumstances around her death. I don't know. Who knows? Also, of course, Bap Kennedy. Not of course, but an Irish singer-songwriter who put out a great album with the help of Steve Earle called Domestic Blues way back in the 90s, and that was Long Time A-Comin'. Glenn Frey from the Eagles, of course, and he had a bunch of solo albums. The tune was Common Ground, and Leonard Cohen. Well, a few more for sure I want to hit on, and maybe I'll squeeze in some other ones. Well, we'll just see how it works out, but certainly want to remember Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. Great influential band. I never knew people could do music like this when I was a kid listening to psychedelic music, and I said, what the heck is that? I Scare Myself from Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. It's the Freight Train Boogie Show, remembering people we lost in 2016.
Different when we're together.
Skin,
and things together ain't no easy thing to do. When it comes to raising children, it's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you gone. Today was Angie's birthday, I guess it slipped your mind. I tried twice to call you with no answer either time, but the postman brought a present I mailed some days ago. I just signed it, love from Mama, so Angie would know. Holding things together ain't no easy thing to do. When it comes to raising children, it's a job meant for two. Alice, please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you. Please believe me, I can't go on and on holding things together with you gone.
There you go, Holding Things Together from the great Merle Haggard. Could have done any one of 50 Merle Haggard tunes, of course. Well, one of the other great artists who we lost this year, certainly one of the greatest artists. And, well, that's most of them. Also, of course, Dan Hicks. Sorry, no Sharon Jones, no Carrie Fisher, or Sonny James. Anyway, thanks for enjoying the Freight Train Boogie Show, honoring people who died in 2016. Hope you have a great new year, and let's hope especially that 2017 brings luck and prosperity and peace to all of us, and perhaps a little sanity couldn't hurt. Going to do an old tune called The Green, Green Grass of Home, which you all know, but it's written by a man named Claude Curley Putnam, who died at the end of October, and I thought it was a good way to leave the Freight Train Boogie Show. Till next time, do take care of each other.
Mary, hair of gold, and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house, it's still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. And down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I wake and look around me at the four gray walls that surround me, and I realize I was only dreaming. For there's a garden, there's that sad old padre, arm in arm we'll walk at daybreak. When again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they've all come to see me in the shade.